You got a bad drug habit, well, replace it with a rabbit. Come to handcarvedrabbits.com. To resist temptation, take a rabbit themed vacation. Book at handcarvedrabbits.com. Stop scoring, start a warrant. Handcarvedrabbits.com.
Handcarvedrabbits.com for all your handcarved rabbits needs. Now with handcarved rabbits, handcarved rabbit t-shirts, handcarved rabbit mugs, soap carved rabbits, everything you could want, everything you could need. Handcarvedrabbits.com. Come now, come today.
What we have just heard are the first words of the inhabitants of another planet, a cosmic document.
Yes, but it's unfortunate that the magnetic spool was damaged through the effect of the high temperature which prevailed aboard the cosmic vessel at the time of the crash. And that's the reason we've only heard a part of the text. We must try to find a method to renovate the rest. First, we'll immerse the spool in a chemical catalytical medium and after that, subject it to radiation. Can you?
That's a very good idea. All that we have learned indicates that on Venus there is a highly developed life form. Yet I'm wondering why Venus stays silent. Very surprising. Now we know a little of this language. We must, at every cost, communicate with
her. I agree with you. It's high time we make an attempt.
Well then, I'd like to propose a course of action. I think the most logical thing to do would be to request that our governments consent to train all the radio and radar stations of the world and Venus.
Dr. Wolf, do you have an advanced degree in computer science, and are you now experimenting with fractals?
Yes, fractal geometry conceived by Benoit Mandelbrot.
Great, great.
Have you ever... recursive fractals.
Okay, recursive fractals. Do you have you ever been... or are you a member or associate or advisor to the National Security Council?
Although the copyright in my book does have a disclaimer, I would say I have been a consultant.
Fair enough.
I have been a consultant.
A consultant, right. Have you been a consultant to or member of the Majestic 12 Special Studies Group?
Yes, I have.
Okay, Steve.
Do you have offices at Area 51, the above top secret Air Force research facility in Nellis Air Force Base, northwest of Los Angeles?
Las Vegas.
Sorry.
No, only in S4.
Fair enough.
But also at offices at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in the Foreign Technology Division.
Dr. Wolf, was your father stationed at Roswell Air Force Base after World War II with the 509th Bomber Group?
Yes, he was. Upon being stationed there, he immediately flew to Tinian, where
Fair enough. Let's let it be. We'll get into those materials. Just keep the answers very precise now, because we will move into those areas and open them up after we're done with this section. And the 509 Bomber Group, isn't that the bomber group that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki from the Enola Gay?
Not the Nagasaki, but the Enola Gay, yes, dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Good. Steve.
Did your father transport the crashed disk or disk in 1947 or thereabouts from Roswell Air Force Base to Wright-Patterson in Dayton, Ohio?
Yes.
Frank Carroll. Did you work with the black budget programs classified above top secret and managed by the NPO, the National Program Office?
Yes.
Was your father a contactee or an abductee?
Yeah.
Before you were 12 years old, had you experienced a contact or abduction by ETs?
Yeah.
Is it true that you were a counterintelligence terrorist consultant to the Israeli intelligence agency, the Mossad?
Yes.
Were treaties ever signed on behalf of the American people with extraterrestrial forces without the consent of Congress?
Correct.
Did the Greys, who originate on Reticulum 4, sign treaties with U.S. with agents representing the people of the United States without the congressional assent?
Without the Senate?
Yes.
Ratifying such treaties per the Constitution?
Right.
Yes.
Did Majestic 12 sign these documents?
Yes.
Were you a flight surgeon, counterintelligence officer, and command pilot in Vietnam?
Yes.
Did you have missing time when you were 10 years old in Orange, New Jersey?
Yes, I have.
Are crop circles of the sort that we are seeing in Britain at this time and elsewhere in the world being created by higher intelligence sources for the purpose of warning humanity that we must restructure our relationship to the cosmos?
Yes, because in a sense, they're taking these fields and restructuring them too.
Okay.
Because we should be.
Are the crop circles created by the Greys or Zeta Reticulum?
By the Zeta Reticulum.
Any other groups? The Nordics?
The Nordics has something to do with this, but the actual creation is done by what is referred to in the briefing documents as Red Force.
Red Force.
Red. As Reticulum.
Okay, Red Force.
In May of 1978, did you receive the highest security clearance our intelligence community bestows?
Right.
Are you a member of the AlphaCom team, the lead agency whose mission objectives are to determine the extent of visitation, the number of types of visitors, the many reasons for these visits, and human interaction with them now and in the past?
To today, I've changed yet, I have been team leader.
That was the next question. Are you the team leader of AlphaCom? Is AlphaCom involved in reestablishing positive contact with off-world people who military forces have attacked with beam weapons and other devices?
Yes, but you have to realize it's so compartmentalized, the left hand does not always know what the right hand is doing.
Have you ever seen and even worked with an extraterrestrial metal that radiates organic intelligence? Is the gateway treatment an experiment to explain consciousness and develop higher mental powers?
Right.
In 1952, during your missing time experience, did your brain begin mysteriously to open itself up?
In 1957, did you go to Washington, D.C. with your father at the time before Sputnik was first launched and talk with your father's Air Force colleagues about flying saucers? Were these officers deeply surprised upon learning that you had been in contact with the Greys? Steve.
Did you help develop the paint that is used on stealth bombers? Do the Greys have dolphin-like skin?
The ones I've been in contact with, yes, have dolphin-like skin and have a relationship.
Do the Greys and the dolphins share an evolutionary link?
Yes.
Steve.
Did you design the flow chart now used by the U.S. intelligence community?
With someone else, yes, but mostly my idea.
Have you had spiritual visualization in an altered state of your deceased wife, Sarah?
play a role in Fellini's Eight and a Half?
Federico. Yeah.
Well, both as assistant to the director and as an actor.
Was your stage name Neil Robinson?
Robertson.
Robin.
Robinson.
Have you ever had a snoop mark indicating abduction and medical analysis? Have you ever had a scoop mark indicating a
I have scoop marks all over my body, and then I have a slip on my arm that was never stitched and healed within 1 week because I was seeing a doctor every Saturday.
Have certain ET forces attempted to build a wormhole highway through the location of Sol 3?
Passing near enough to it to make it difficult for Sol 3 to move.
Steve,
are you at this stage of your life enduring a serious health crisis? By answering these questions, are you violating subsection 312 of the National Security Act?
Does the Vatican know of the existence of EVEs? Is the Vatican in contact with them?
Indirectly.
Is it true that more than 140 citizens have been abducted?
Yes, as of the first three verses of the day.
Are the off-worlders coming to Earth to prevent the destruction of this planet's health and beauty, the beauty of a rare water world?
They're encouraging the destruction.
They are encouraging the non-destruction.
Right, and the restoration. Okay. So they're here to prevent the destruction of this planet's health.
No, they're simply here to encourage.
Aha. Aha. So they're here to encourage us to prevent our own self-destruction. Okay, and is that tied into one fact being that the Earth is a water world, and water worlds are rare?
Water worlds are not that rare, but this is indeed a water world because it is mostly water.
Is the UN playing any role in ET negotiations?
The only role I know of is the metaphysical closet by an Egyptian by the name of Ramadan.
Ramadan.
There is a metaphysical club. Whether or not it has mainstreamed into the UN, I don't know.
Okay.
Have you ever been referred to as Dr. X? Are you a member of an astronomical research team seeking planet X?
I can't comment on that.
Have you ever watched a television program entitled The X Files? Steve.
The Directilians and others create Adam and Eve.
Reticulants.
Sorry, yes.
Reticulants.
The Zetas. Right.
Is your original home Altara, a double star in the constellation of Aquila, 15.7 light years from Earth?
I believe so. I believe that would take explanation, but for short answer, I believe so.
So, besides being an abductee and a contactee, you are... also an ET yourself.
That cannot be answered yet.
Okay.
Did Robert Nazar walk out of the Los Alamos with element 115?
approximately the age of 12, 13, or 14, did your IQ, as measured by the Stanford Today test, suddenly leap from 141 to 186 while living at your grandfather's hotel?
Yeah. Has the cadet corps at the United States Air Force been instructed in their textbooks on how to deal with the ET situation?
Is there a face on Mars placed within the monument complex as reported by Richard Kirkland in his analysis of NASA photographs of Mars?
Are there bases on the moon? Are there abandoned cities built by ET peoples on the moon? Are there ET mining operations on the moon? Were Armstrong, Aldrin, Collins, and other astronauts warned away from the moon by ET forces? Did astronauts see flying saucers and bases on the moon?
Saucers landed all over the airport base, witnessed by a coordinated group.
Was it true that you have been cleared at the highest level of security clearance and that you report to only one person and that person reports to no one? Is that person a extraterrestrial?
Do the Zeta Fours live among the dolphins? They socialize with each other as societies. Do the Zetans abduct dolphins?
No.
Are they co-equals?
Did President Clinton have anything to do with the publishing of this book?
Is Colta the only ET visitor you have befriended in this lifetime? Okay, we've asked our questions, and I hope that you now feel more comfortable in interacting with us. This will give our audience, I think, a good ground upon which to experience the rest of our discussion. The other night when we were preparing for our conversation with you today, the three of us were speculating about the water world idea and the notion that our species would be viewed by the dolphin Zeta connection as barbaric. That we think, of course, we humans think that we sort of have dominion over the Earth. And I know personally, I've always been puzzled as to, well, the dolphins do seem to be extremely smart. And they always seem to me to be extremely smart, you know, and why? So basically, our pollution of the water, we're ruining the atmosphere and the water, affects them directly. They possibly could go on and they possibly could
people that we meet, you know, from underwater, people representing in the deepest part of our ocean, the out-of-towners, as I call it, could probably help us, but would rather that they demonstrate the teachings of Jesus so that we can hopefully interpret it as suicide.
There's a subtle issue here. The out-of-towners who are basing themselves in deep, deep, deep ocean.
And also underground bases.
Sure.
Constructed by our own military.
Excuse me, constructed by our own military.
Yes.
We can get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But those ETs who are interacting with the dolphin population or other highly evolved aquatic peoples, that these beings, are there sea creatures born of this planet who communicate with ETs or with each other with the kind of... Do they communicate with each other and with the ETs with the presumed intelligence and clarity that we are enjoying in this discussion?
Yes, but on a totally different type of level that we cannot control in boxes.
Humanization meaning the propensity for us to put a good work down of language and to understand the world in terms of language?
Language and behavior and cross-cultural anthropology, I would say.
Okay, so they don't have cross-cultural anthropology. Let me put
that. They have.
They do.
They have in comparison to that.
Oh, they do.
Yes. And I think the dolphins are much more insane as are some of the whales, insane with the out-of-towners.
Do certain highly developed whales and or dolphins board flying saucers and explore the cosmos with the zetas?
They have been taken for trips, I suppose. But they do exist at other populated planets where they do have relatives. They're like relatives.
So there is a tourist, there is a traveling back and forth between Earth populations of residents of this planet who happen to be dolphins and whales to other planets and dwarf flying saucers with the assistance of their cousins, the Zeta Reticulans.
Yes, and if I didn't really, I said dolphin like skin in the sense of the red corner that I was, well, one today, but others too, with smooth dolphin like skin and colors from the big world, the bright white like Cortez, to explain and a little bit further on. Dolphin and whales can be communicating with several of their own, maybe a few feet away, and still at the same time be communicating with their same species hundreds of miles away, too, at the same time.
So their brains are operating on both channels.
Yes, and that's why we have us. And the brains are more utilized than ours. We have the miracle cures of our Christian children, the Down syndrome children, being close in the same place with dolphins, and have come out more normal than we had ever expected.
Is there an attempt to be communicating with the dolphins in the whale? Understand your language?
Oh, yes,
they will use, I know the dolphins are used, and they're attempting to use the dolphins in espionage activity,
yes.
Associated with the Navy SEAL. and that didn't necessarily. The problem was that there came a point, from what I understand, that the Dolphins figured out the motivation for the things that were being asked of others. They couldn't be given orders.
Thank you. So you perform that they went to some of the thinking out of not because of the business because they don't believe that the container they're in is the end of them when it dies. So it is not that they haven't been cooperative in seeking mines or even planting mines on ships. They just refused to take part in the killing or anything that might be related to killing others. They look at us too in layers like an MRI or a positron emission tomography or PET scan. They look at us and then they can, because of their unique ability, they can look into us. They can also see disease presence or fear presence. And that's why they've been so helpful to many children who have had either autistic problems or even have had some cancer children that they can't do their family. Sometimes a family not to give up.
In the book is the cloning of the human. I wonder if you could expound on that.
Well, even though I didn't say what happened specifically because of natural security section 3, subsection 12, I did say that two other scientists and myself did create a clone. We used genetic material from ourselves, mostly mine, and it was a project that was terminated when I spent time with this individual, explaining to him that in the military handbook for both officers and enlisted men, you have a right to question the morality and ethicality of an order. And he failed a direct order. And I say in the book he was terminated, but I helped him get away.
Dr. Wolf, I just wanted to find out if you could tell us anything about cattle mutilation.
Even though it's not as in medicine, we know we can't transfuse cow's blood directly into humans, like some people think. Cows are enormously similar to humans in genetics. And if you read Michael Crichton's book on why they had to use God, you know, when you are genetically engineering something, you need a cap on each sequence. And it is the cattle that provide those caps. Engineering hybrids.
I understand that.
They have to eat sequences. Once they go through it, a sequencing process. Each one has to be passed with something that is not necessarily the same genetic material, but is close enough to allow for a hybridization process to be viable.
Is this the reason why only certain parts of the tongue?
Yes, because they are the most highly concentrated genetic material.
It's kind of odd that they think they don't take the whole cow, and if they use the part of it that they need, they'll just take a ray gun and emulsify the rest of it. Instead, they go to the trouble, or they don't go to the trouble, whatever they do, they throw the cattle back onto the poor rancher's land and fly off with the rancher having to clean up this mess. Why don't they just simply either, as I say, incinerate or emulsify or liquidate or laser into nothingness what they don't need, or why don't they just simply grow their own? I mean, what's the problem here?
For fertility has skyrocketed. It's a multi-billion dollar business now. As we pollute and toxify sterility and the inability to bring forth children is becoming more and more. Also, in a microgravity atmosphere, emulsify them or vaporize them I don't know. I really don't.
You did find out that they're trying to tell us by this act.
Oh, I think yes, that's true.
Did it run in his family before, in earlier generations? I
cannot be sure. He did say that his father had some very unusual experiences in Russia. Former Soviet Union before. It was the Bolshevik. That's when my grandfather stayed with my grandmother from Russia. They had had some experience with it. So it's just, I don't know how what that began, but it did go to my father's father. It did go to my mother's mother and then my mother. And then it traveled on besides myself, my wife and myself. So I was quite comfortable with my wife and my son discussing. Although I don't think I was ever totally comfortable. Because I always felt, I always felt alienated.
So you're alienated from the aliens and alienated from the humans?
No, I felt much more comfortable with the aliens than I did with the humans.
Okay.
They referred me, the Nordics referred me as the Southern Brothers.
Robert Dean, I don't know whether you know Sergeant Major Robert Dean, who worked...
I had the pleasure of talking with him once.
Okay, so you're aware of his material generated from shape in Europe
and the study they did regarding during the Cold War of the and that there were at least four ET races investigating us simultaneously, but not necessarily interconnected with each other on any genetic
level. I am aware that this is getting all of the best, and I'm thinking Bob is trying to do.
Well, what Dean told us is that we knew of the generals who were leading the investigation for the security headquarters of the European NATO command. That they knew of the Zetas, Zeta Force. They knew of the Reptoids. But the two entities that were most baffling and off-putting to them were the humanoids.
Oh, humanoids, the ones that look like humans that were really healthy.
Well, that's a question that I can't myself speak to, but from their standpoint,
they were around.
I wanted to talk a little bit about DART because that came up earlier and we didn't get into it. The Defense Alien Research Training, the Defense of Aliens and Rescue Training or Rescue Team. Can you elaborate on that, please?
We think that if it does compartmentalize, maybe we can compartmentalize within the compartment that we were situated in that. We did not observe the habit of the debt of the government. And so we took and we exploited the ongoing project and then the meeting around for some of us to help them get back to their people. And they would be told at the debt.
And how was he conducted?
The details are really not at this point.
Disclosed.
Yeah, it's not something I'm prepared to disclose.
I wasn't expecting to do that. I thought the question
was disclosed.
I have a question to give our audience.
There's some of us that were on the inside who believed that they weren't being treated right. As you saw an autopsy person with drugs or high-down stuff, was actually just an unmoving person, a dead person tied down, or perhaps to do an autopsy or a dissection of one whose organs were functioning at the time. This is a part to me of the position because in the extra credit, I feel like that's hypocritical of it does say we know not that it does to be
that it's fit for task. After all,
that is part of my work, and as for is how the simply because we still have tribal work there. And if I am Earth, of course, that would be our title. That galaxy alone. And all this water there. We still have tribal work there.
Found traces of a great civilization that had advanced beyond our comprehension. The Venusian science had gone beyond their power to control it. a dreadful catastrophe fell upon them. They were destroyed by their own machines.
We still have a grave task before us. We must use our other planets. We'll fly further and further. It's mankind's destiny.
Thank you. about it in terms of everything is connected through our universe, and it's, you know, one galaxy.
No,
so we all, they're really just us, because Adam.
Sie wutschen an handgemachte Taschen, nun sie müssen es haben, gehen nach HandcarbRabbits.com. Wenn sie ein Verneckes kann haben, kaufen sie an Haschen für ihr Mädchen, gehen an HandcarbRabbits.com. Er hat sie an den Haschen, mit Backen und Selbstfällen, HandcarbRabbits.com. Wow!
HandcarbRabbits.com for all your HandcarbRabbits needs. Now with HandcarbRabbits, HandcarbRabbit T-shirts, HandcarbRabbit mugs, SoapCarbRabbits, everything you could want, everything you could need, HandcarbRabbits.com. Come now, come today. Hey!